Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 448, entitled Innovative WordPress Plugin Marketing, Dave Gray's Sponsorship Model. It was published on Thursday, the 4th of December, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and just two bits of housekeeping. The first one is to say that our Black Friday page is still up, wpbuilds.com/black. There are loads of deals running throughout December, and in some cases, there's a few which are running to January. The deals that are on that page are still working. They will disappear from that page as the date expires. So go and check them out. If you've still got some money burning a hole in your pocket over Black Friday, then you never know, there might be something there. wpbuilds.com/black. The other thing to mention is that if you are in the WordPress space and would like to get your product or service out in front of a WordPress specific audience, which is exactly what we have, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise, because WP Builds currently is actively looking for sponsors to help us put on the podcast and to get your message out into the marketplace. Because we all know that it's difficult to get those messages out, and we have an audience listening all the time to WordPress-specific content. So we really are the perfect place to help you promote whatever product or service you have. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, today I am chatting with Dave Gray. Dave's been on the podcast a couple of times before. That is to say, he's been on This Week in WordPress and the podcast in general. He has a plugin called Nag Me Not, and Nag Me Not is going to take away all of those admin banner ad notices that you see all the time. So you know what I mean. You log into the WP admin and there is absolutely loads of stuff cluttering it up. Content which many people find objectionable. That's not really the point of this episode, although we do talk about the plugin. What's of interest is the way that Dave is marketing it and who he is marketing it to. And I found it really interesting because it's very unconventional. And so he talks about who he is marketing it to, how he is doing his subscriptions for that plugin. And you may find it curious. And it may be something that if you're a plugin developer or thinking about launching a product in the WordPress space, you might want to pay attention to. So that's coming up next. I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Dave Gray. Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah,
again.
Thank you. Dave's been on the podcast before, but he's also been on the This Week in WordPress show, and he's back because he sent me a message. I can't remember which platform. Let's say it was Slack or something like that. And he was sounding me out.
Email.
Which was it?
Good
oh, was
email.
It email? Okay.
Email.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many ways of getting in touch these
the
days.
The most forgotten mechanism of communication.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he sent me a message by carrier pigeon. And in that message, he explained that he's got this new idea for not a plugin, but the way to sell the plugin or market the plugin or get the plugin into people's hands, even though they might not know that it's in their hands. And I thought it was such a curious thing that he'd come up with that I thought we'd discuss it. However, before we do that, let's just lay the ground rules. The groundwork for this particular episode. Dave, it's a very generic question, but in case nobody has heard of you before, would you just 1 minute just tell us who you are and what you do in the WordPress space?
Yeah, so I'm Dave Gray from the rebranded Friendly Web Guy Plugins, because I kept having to spell out the our WP Plugins from beforehand and thought I need a quick rename on there. And since leaving corporate about 4 months or so ago, I'm now focusing on WordPress plugins and browser extensions, mainly targeted towards kind of the freelancer and small agency market to basically help make their lives a bit easier and ideally reduce support requests, giving them more time to make more money.
Great. Yeah, yeah. Tidying up the admin is the definitely the what we're going into today, because Dave has, as one of his plugins, he's got something called Nag Me Not. And I'll just, if it's all right with you, I'll just sort of explain the premise behind the plugin. So you've all been there, you've been into the WordPress admin as some kind of admin user, or, you know, maybe you've got some sort of escalated privileges. And you go into the admin and you're just confronted by a carnival of banners and advertising and upsells and what have you. And in most cases, if you're like me, it's a bit like seeing Google ads when I go to a Google SERPs page. I kind of block them out or quickly get rid of them. So I'm kind of not that bothered about them because I know it's fine to dismiss them. But my understanding is that it's quite a problem, you know, in the WordPress space, especially people who are not really using WordPress 100% of the time. They may be dipping into it once a month, twice a week, something like that, to create content for their corporate job or whatever it may be. And they see these banner ads, and because they don't have a heritage with WordPress, there's some kind of disconnect, and there's some kind of, well, what is that? Do I need to upgrade? Does that thing matter to me? If I click this dismiss button, have I done something wrong? Will my boss be cross with me because I ignored something which the website's telling me that I need to do? Anyway, the point being, there's too much stuff going on in the WordPress admin, and NagMeNot gets rid of it in a variety of ways. You've got a plugin and you've got a Chrome extension. Just tell us how they work.
Yes, so it started off as just the WordPress plugin so that you could enable it for your different client admins so that when they log into their own site, they don't get bombarded with all these different bits. Whereas for you, as like the site maintainer on that side, you could have the option so you see all these notices and things to get rid of. And then after doing a few sort of support calls and things, they're logging into other people's sites to try and troubleshoot bits. I then thought, these sites could do with this bit, but I can't put this plugin on there because it's not my site. So I then made the little sort of spin-off browser extension. So if you were like a plugin support person or a hosting person on that side, hopping onto sites that aren't directly yours, it can do the equivalent just through the browser extension to kind of hide all the nag things. And then as of the latest release, actually put them into little notifications panel on the side. So they're more shifted away so you can still click on something and see what was in there in case you need to action, rather than scrubbing the whole bit out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got basically two different audiences and two different ways to do it for the people cleaning their own sites and the people that may be hopping between different sites to then kind of make their lives a little bit visually less distressing.
Yeah, so I guess the benefit of having it as a Chrome extension or a browser extension is that you install it once and then it detects, it doesn't matter which WordPress website you go to. So I don't know, if I'm working at gianthostingcorporation.com and I'm one of their support people and I go around probably 50, 100 WordPress websites a day, I'm not going to be presented with this carnival of banners and ads or what have you. That will all be scrubbed out no matter which WordPress website I'm on. But that is probably not the best approach. If I've just got one or two WordPress websites, I can just chuck the plugin in and it will handle it, you know, natively, for want of a better word, so that anybody coming with the appropriate permissions and user roles and what have you will have all of those scrubbed out. And again, I just want to drill on to the point that if you're an experienced WordPresser, which you probably are, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably thinking, well, it's not that bad, you know, that they get in the way a little bit and they're annoying, but I just dismiss them and life moves on. But kind of think about, I don't know, that aging elderly relative or something like that who suddenly gets a message on their Windows machine from an antivirus company. It pops up near the clock at the bottom right-hand corner and it tells them that they, I don't know, something's wrong, they're not protected or something like that. There's a real proper sense of panic at that moment. And, it, you know, again, if you're a Windows user with loads of experience, you can dismiss that. It's just ignore it, Dad, Mom. Get rid of it. It doesn't matter to you. But they panic because it feels like something's wrong. The computer has told me something's wrong. And in the case of WordPress, my website is telling me something needs an upgrade. I have to purchase this upgrade, or there's something missing, or I'm not secure, or whatever it is. So it's easy to dismiss if you're a WordPresser by, you know, trade. But if you're not, there's real anxiety here. And so that's what you're trying to tap into and get rid of it. Okay.
Yeah. Because the other bit is on there that even if you log in as your user and click dismiss, quite a few of them might just be dismissed for your user. They log in, They've not clicked dismiss on them, so they see the whole bundle. So you may well be thinking, oh, this is all nice and tidy, but their sort of person logs in trying to do their monthly stats or something on that side, then get all these different bits shown on the screen. And you know, some of the lesser technical people have kind of just got their little sheet bit of paper to follow these things through, and then some sites I've been onto to upload a new plugin on that side, you can't find the button because you've got some notices above it, some beneath it, and it's just like the whole, what am I trying to find on that thing sort of through? No. So it's like that.
That's absolutely nuts. Oh, gosh. Right. Okay. So we now know what NagMeNot does. So, but the bit that was kind of curious to me was in your email. So you've got this thing, you've got this tool, you've built it. It's got, you know, the Chrome extension or the browser extension, I should say, and it's got the plugin. But the bit that I found most interesting was the way that you're thinking about selling this. So the traditional way of selling this would be, I don't know, download something like Easy Digital Downloads or WooCommerce subscriptions or something like that. Sell it to everybody who uses WordPress as a plugin, one site license, five site license, 50 site license, whatever. And, you know, you add a little bit more to the price for each of those. And that's the way things are normally done. But you've got something totally different, which I've never heard of before. So do you want to spell it out? And then if I'm confused by anything as we go along, I'll sort of pause you at the end and go and ask more questions, because it's really curious.
Yes. So in, I say simple terms, nothing's ever simple with me, because it's one of those sort of tools or extensions that could be beneficial for lots and lots of people. It's just a case of how to reach those sort of people on there. Because if you've seen the different sort of Facebook groups and things around the place, the amount of people commenting that, oh, these things are popping up all over the place, and not to name the particular sort of Facebook group, but one person said, right, if I see any more plugins asking for like reviews and all these things, I'm just going to give them one star on there because they're just really annoying. And other people were saying, yes, there's a bit of a blight on there. And I think WordPress for years has basically sort of said, oh, we need some, or people have been saying, you need a clear way of getting rid of these things, but that's never going to happen because they're busy working on other bits and pieces. So I thought, right, well, one potential way of trying to reach a larger market on that side may well be kind of contacting sort of hosting providers or service providers like sort of WP Umbrella or Main WP and things like that to say, right, well, could we partnership on that side through so that you could then offer it to all of your end clients on there as like an extra sort of bonus or Christmas or festival gift on that side, or just a loyalty thing to say, we value your experience and stuff on that aside. We know that these things can be causing your customers to raise tickets and things. Plonk this on your site, or if you're like a fellow plugin developer, you go to different people's sites and troubleshoot, stick the browser extension on there so that you can get in, do these things, and get back out again. So my thought was to basically try and contact them to basically say, would you be interested in, quote, sponsoring NagMeNot, so that you, rather than just your normal sponsorship of just saying, we stick a name on this bit and they don't get any real ROI from it, they could then, depending on the different tier, which I'll get to in a minute, could then offer it to their end customers as an extra bonus. So therefore, they give something to their customers that was basically kind of quite needed out there. The customer gets a benefit. They can see, oh, I'm getting free, in quotes, access to this thing, which would normally be that amount. They actually value my WordPress experience on there. This is a nice differentiator for sort of some of you more budget host on that side. They just do pure things on that side through, and then kind of evolved to, well, I've got the browser extension that lots of people could use, as well as the plugin. So I thought, if we've got a couple of different ways of bundling it on that side through, then hopefully some sort of host or service providers may be interested in saying, oh, that would work out on there. We've got marketing budget. That would be a relatively sort of budgetable cost for them or expense for them to kind of reach out, and it's also something else that then their customers would think, oh, that's a quite nice handy thing to put in place.
Yeah, so let me just reprise that, because I think the nugget, the bit that is really interesting, you kind of just glossed right over there. So okay, let's call it sponsorship, let's call it buying it, we can say the sort of same thing. So the idea is that what you want to do is you would like to give via sponsorship or payment, whatever the word is, the plugin to people who can then give it to other people. So as an example, let's say, again, I am gianthosting.com. That's my fabulous hosting company, by the way. You probably didn't know that. I've got a fabulous hosting company, Giant Hosting. I don't, by the way. But imagine I did. The idea would be that you and I would strike up a relationship. We'd figure out a price. You would give me access to the extension, the browser extension, or the plugin. I am then free to just give it away to in my entire customer base. But the nice thing that I can do is that I can wrap that around, I can wrap that up in marketing language as a, here's a free thing. Here's a total random bonus that you never knew was coming your way. And they can do it again and again and again to their entire customer base. So again, my gianthostingcompany.com business, we've got 15,000 websites, not that giant. We've got 15,000 websites. I talk to you, we strike up a relationship, I get it sponsored, pay for it in some way. Then I'm free to email all of my customers to say, look, we took away all the nagging stuff in your WordPress website and we did it. You don't have to do a thing. We're donating it for free. Here it is. And that's the interesting bit. The bit that I think is fascinating there is that you're allowing big companies to give something to their customers for free, in effect. And although there's a little bit of quid pro quo, you know, you're getting paid for it in some way, the thing is they can then resell it. Well, not even resell it. They just give it to their customers. Yeah. And then they can go around doing marketing pieces. They can write blog posts. They can appear on podcasts and sort of say, and we're, you know, one other thing that we do just for convenience is we're also going to take out all of the annoying things. I don't know if you've ever seen those on your WordPress website, but we've got a system in place now to get rid of those. So that's the bit that I think is unique, is this, you're sort of standing in the middle somewhere, but you're offering something for a one-time fee, and maybe it's not one-time, maybe it's an annual, I don't know, we'll come to that. But you're offering the capacity for those companies to put something in front of their clients and they can market that as an added benefit. It's a win-win. It really is a win-win. Well done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically, it's a win-win-win. It'll be me, the hosting provider bit, and then like the
end customers. It's a win-win-win. I love it.
The customers in the middle. Because yeah. If you were basically like a small-scale sort of like freelance hoster through your medium-sized hosting company on that side through, then they could get access to like the 5 license on there. You could be on to 5 of your customers at no cost to you. Tell your customers, as part of improving your service, this is now in place on there. So when you go in to manage your WooCommerce store or put your new events and things on that side, there'll be less trouble, less annoying things on that side for you. Or as everyone's got these sort of customers, some that are quite technical and ones that need a bit more hand-holding, you could just put on the people who need a bit more hand-holding or the ones that raise a few more tickets for, oh, I'm paying you for monthly maintenance, but I've just logged into my site and I can see 4 updates in there. Because it's WordPress. You went on there yesterday and 3 more turned up the day after, because that's the way things go. So, it's just a way of kind of reaching market and just kind of getting to help more people in a easier way.
Well, the curious thing here as well, again, despite the fact that I own gianthosting.com, I've got no experience with support, but I'm guessing that the support agents in hosting companies, I don't know, please, if you're a hosting company and you know you can give me some telemetry about this, I'd be really interested to know. I'm sure that their support agents are dealing with this on a more or less daily basis. You know, somebody comes and explains the problem and it, look, just dismiss them. You don't need to worry about them. It's just an upsell, get rid of it or what have you. You know, it's an upgrade. Click the button to install the upgrade. It's absolutely fine. Don't worry. And for every minute, hour, day, week, and probably month that all of this adds up to, that's just complete dead time to those companies. And the scale at which some of the hosting companies in the WordPress space are at, you definitely probably could measure things like that in weeks. And so if you can eliminate any of that, then you're going to be certainly saving them some money. Okay, so you're calling it sponsorship, which I think is kind of an interesting way of doing it as well. Tell us how that all works. What are you imagining? Because again, we should say this might be subject to change. We're recording this in mid-November and maybe Dave's just going to totally upend the pricing next week. Who knows? But where we're at the minute, how are you imagining this being priced or sponsored or whatever the right word is?
Potentially kind of offering it in sort of two sort of tiers. The kind of the lower or entry level tier may be for the browser extension on that side, because that would be the kind of, in a sense, the low hanging fruit. Because then if you've got people doing WordPress maintenance across loads of sites, it'll make your life easier if you're kind of going through to do bits on there. There's probably quite a few sort of plugin developers that have got their own hosting on there that they've got to go through and troubleshoot. So it'd just be easy for you to kind of sort of go through. So I was basically going to just do a one price would then just let you provide that for your entire sort of customer base on there, because with sort of browser extensions and web developers, I may have one laptop or a laptop on a computer with then Firefox, Chrome and Edge on both of them. You don't want to have to pay one person to install it five times. It's just a case of keep it simple, keep it easy, just say for X price, they could just give it to their entire customer base. I could install one or 10 copies on my devices. It doesn't have any effect on sort of things on that side through. And then for like the second sort of tier, I was thinking could offer the extension and then also the WordPress browser or the WordPress plugin even. Got browsers on the brain here. And then depending on what sort of audience they've got on there, they could basically pick between like starter, growth, professional, enterprise tier that would then give them X number of one or two types of discount codes. So if you've got a lot of smaller customers, like they may have like sort of 5 or 10 sites between them, then they could offer like a free discount code that would let that person purchase the plugin at no cost, currently sort of retailing $49 on there. Or they could basically say, well, we know that most of our people are agencies that have like sort of 50 or 100 sites on that side. So they could also offer $49 off a higher tier on there as well as the extension. So it's basically kind of, rather than having this probably confuse things on that side, here's the exact thing. It's a case of here's the different options that you've got on there, because different hosting or service providers may be interested in different things on that side. And they may say, well, we just want to offer it to everyone to go through this price on that side through. So yeah, I'm just trying to not quite have it as a la carte, but also have a few kind of examples on that side just to kind of set.
Yeah, I guess you're sort of too complicated. Yeah, you're just sort of trying to figure it out at the moment, which I suppose is part of this podcast. Is, you know, maybe somebody out there will have an idea and some curious insight into a way that you might be able to do this in a, I don't know, in a way that is sustainable or what have you. But if you go to the following URL, this is the state of play at the moment. Whether or not it'll be the same shortly, I don't know. So it's nagmenotwp.com. All as one word, no hyphens or anything. And then /, and each of these words is hyphenated. So sponsor nag me not. So sponsor /nag-me-not. Links will be in the show notes for your convenience. That'll make it a little bit easier. And there you'll be able to see the current state of what Dave is thinking. And subject to change, but at the moment, really, it feels to me, at least anyway, that the sweet spot here, the thing that I think is kind of curious is I think there's a capacity to sell this to the hosting companies, not necessarily something which, I don't know, user A, user B, user C, 10,000 individual people will necessarily want to have. I think the benefit to you will be selling it to the hosting companies because, you know, there's more revenue. You just have that one transaction and it's done. But also, you know, the benefit to them is they can just install it across the board on all of their WordPress websites, and hopefully that'll take a lot of the support burden away. So yeah,
that's the theory on that side, just to try and get a bit more distribution awareness out there. And for a single developer like myself, trying to speak to a few people who have then got the distribution on that side would be a lot easier and probably more streamlined than trying to contact 4,000 different agencies where they've got like 10 sites each on that side, then individually sort of try and pitch on there, because it's also trying to get the price point of how to get scale, but then also make it interesting for the ROI on that side to kind of sort of go across.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is if all things work out and it manages to work as you're anticipating or hoping, the support burden for you for the plugin will be fairly minimal, I would have thought. If you sell it to hosting companies, and let's say that you sell it to 15, 20, 100 hosting companies, they're now the people that you're dealing with. So you've, in effect, you've got 100 clients or 50 clients or whatever it is. So that's the support button that you've got to deal with. And but it may be deployed on, I don't know, 50,000, 100,000 different websites. So it's a really curious, fairly unique plugin in that regard, because I'm struggling to think of something else which could have this model, because you know, you want the revenue from 100,000 users, but in this case, it kind of works because it's a fairly light touch plugin. It's not offering much in the way of features. In fact, if anything, it's doing the opposite. It's kind of removing things.
Yeah, taking stuff away.
Yeah. And so my guess is that if you pull this off, you'll have a small support burden. You'll make the hosts happy. Maybe they won't know about it, but the end users will be happy because they won't be... I won't be too fussed about, you know, the things going on in their WordPress website. But also you'll have a plugin which is generating a decent amount of income that doesn't need too much in terms of new functionality or new deployments or anything like that. So great idea, Dave. Great idea.
I just need to get it out.
Yes,
there.
You need to get it out there. So I think probably we've gone through what we needed to go through. So I'll just alert you to the URL again. So it's nagme.wp.com. Go check that out. And if you are a listener who has any insights into this, you know, maybe you've done something similar, or you think the pricing is wonky, or the idea is, you know, slightly peculiar or fascinating, and you want to explore options with Dave, where do we find you, Dave? Where can we reach you?
Easiest bit would be Twitter/X friendly web guy on there. Otherwise you can sort of contact me through the agminotwp.com site, and that'll email me sort of through on that side.
That's perfect. So really curious idea. Interesting episode, because we've never done that. Like, we've never really talked about pricing in this way before. Let us know in the comments what you think. You know, have you got any insights to help Dave out? Do you think it's a fool's errand, or do you think it's a really good idea? And if you've got any options for partnerships, again, reach out to Dave or reach out in the comments. Dave Gray, thank you for chatting to me today.
Thanks for having us back on again.
Okay, that's nearly all we've got time for. I'm just going to give another shout out. Our Black Friday page is still up there, wpbuilds.com/black. And also, if you would like to get your product or service in front of a WordPress-specific audience, don't forget, that's exactly what we have. And we're really looking at the moment to onboard some new sponsors. Head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more and strike up a conversation. Okay, that's it. I am going to fade in some cheesy music. Say, stay safe. See you Monday for this week in WordPress. Bye-bye for now.